cares about this garbage?
Well, we do. This is big news. Dancing with the Stars, Julianne Hough told husband Brooke Lakes that she is not straight. The hot blonde is opening up to her hubby, they just got married about 2 years ago, about her sexuality after going through a major journey of self-discovery.
My friends and my family, they support me for who I am, and I've definitely gone through ups and downs, and so because of that, I'm able to appreciate the good, the bad, the ugly, the everything about me.
Now, how do you self-discover that? Like that you're also into women. Like,
well, she's probably always known. Maybe she doesn't share it.
Does that mean you have to actually be with a woman then to discover that?
I don't think so.
She's like, okay, I find them attractive.
Because there's kids who are LGBTQ, and they've obviously never been with either a man or a woman.
Right.
And they know.
I think it's awesome because she's on the cover of Women's Health for their annual Naked Strength issue. And she just said, look, I had this massive transformation, and I wanted to tell my husband, he's a professional hockey player, that, hey, I love you, and I choose to be with you, but I'm definitely not straight. He was shocked, like, what? I mean, that would be... You would be maybe a little, after you get married to somebody. But she's like, no, I love you and I choose you. And they've begun their IVF journey because they want to start a family.
Okay.
So she's just building that intimacy. And I guess you want to know everything about that other person. So it's really cool that she's coming out and telling the world because she could keep everything private. But I think that's really cool that she's doing that.
Yeah, I'd rather have someone be open with me than not tell me anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you gotta look at it that way.
Absolutely. Well, awkward alert. Lena Dunham from Girls. She ran up to Brad Pitt at the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood premiere in London, and it got weird AF.
But when they go, hey, you're...
Yeah,
you
that's what
hands?
I think, the handshake. Is like,
I goes, how it goes do you too feel far. That? I go, sorry, bud.
Sorry, bud.
She
runs up to Brad. He doesn't even seem to really make eye contact with her.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's a slew of paparazzi. He's taking pictures. Then she weirdly clings to him, which we get it, girl. It is Brad Pitt, so we get it. Does the awkward kiss. And my guess was maybe she's a little tipsy, but no, she's been sober for over a year. It was just so weird and awkward to look at and watch.
That's just like who she is. If you watch interviews with her, I've gone on like a black hole of them.
Yeah.
She's just an awkward person.
We're going to talk about this more later on the show
because
there's some speculation about what happened and what people think about it. So I definitely want to delve back into that.
Okay, it's definitely a double standard because when John Travolta did it to Scarlett Johansson, ScarJo on the red carpet, everyone's like, oh, he's such a perv. Okay, well, moving on to Alicia Keys. She graces the cover of Harper's Bazaar, the fashion issue. She's looking so fire. She opens up about motherhood, empowerment, and her next album. Yes, we are getting new music coming from her. And she reveals she is a crystal fanatic. And that energy affects everything. I believe that too.
Okay.
I do.
I don't want to offend anybody, so I'm going to be like, cool, do your thing, crystal
that.
Lady. It's interesting. Okay.
Okay, so if you walk in and there's amazing energy, you instantly feel it and you're in that vibe.
So is that how you're so positive?
Crappy energy, you're like, ugh, get me out of here.
Joe needs new crystals. His energy's bad.
It's a thing, I'll tell you what. With Shawn Mendes making major moves, he just deleted all of his social media. What the what?
To be honest with you, I struggle with social media a lot too. Like, to be honest with you guys, I deleted Instagram and Twitter 3 days ago. But I send my manager pictures and I'm like, can you post this? Because sometimes I need to take a break from it too. Like, it gets to me just as much as it gets to anyone else. And you have to take care of yourself. It's really, really important. Make yourself come first, yeah.
Wow, would have never thought that. I usually don't see people talking trash about Sean.
I know. He says he really struggles with social media a lot, and so he deletes it, and he asks, I don't like when they have their people post stuff because I just feel like it's impersonal. I hate that. It's like a machine, but I get it. If you put away your social media, you can be more present in the moment, so we get you, Sean. Come back, though, later.
Please.
And that is your garbage.
Thank you, Mackenzie.